This is Design for Living Talk Radio Show on the Amazing Women of Power, the world's leading positive programming network powered by Raven International, AWOPTalk247.com, where you can listen while you work. You are listening to this weekly Monday broadcast show at 10:30 Pacific Standard Time, aired again at 4:30 Pacific Standard Time, hosted by registered nurse, marriage and family therapist, master life coach, and author Michelle Downey. And I am your co-host, Bob Womack. Good morning, Michelle.
Morning, Bob.
Hey, we're saying a good morning together, so I guess it will be a good morning.
I guess so.
Okay. Hey, I got these notes here that you sent to me, and we have like 43 quotes. With inspirational sayings from authors, presidents, spiritual teachers, and poets, and celebrities. So let's go over some of these quotes here, and maybe I'll start off with one or two of them, and you can give an explanation on why you like each of these. Were you willing to do that?
I'm willing, and you know what else? The reason I sent all those quotes was I know that you and I are both doing a lot of changing in our businesses, and the incredible power of surrounding yourself with positive messages and positive people is really important in keeping a vision for, you know, anybody for their success of their greatest passion. And when things, you know, are kind of looking down or, you know, we're getting discouraged, it's important that we have some quotes that we can kind of, it's like spiritual food for our soul, because things can look pretty bleak, and we gotta kind of help boost ourselves up. So that was my plan, and I've never done anything like this, but I figured, well, this show is inspirational, and it's reality. It's what I do and what you do to help ourselves keep going.
Okay, so well, you know, I looked over these here, and the number one I thought would be a great beginning for us is one by Antonio James, where he says, "A new beginning means change. A change means a new beginning. Look up to the heavens and be thankful for what you have, not for what you want. A promise means dedication, and dedication means accept anything that comes your way. Fight for what you believe in, and believe in something that's right." So I thought that was pretty cool by Antonio James. And what do you think about that?
I agree. I mean, one of the things that I know that I'm supposed to be working on is gratitude. Not always thinking about what I don't have, but to be really grateful for what I do have. And I do have a lot. And when I get, you know, I make a dedication and a promise, you know, to my work, just like you do, it means we accept anything that comes our way. And I think both of us are pretty much fighting what we believe in. And I know that we both believe what we're working toward is right. So that is really what that means to me. It really resonates with me. How about you?
Well, that's like that saying, the power of surrounding yourself with positive message, positive people, and always keeping a vision of yourself, of your greatest passion.
Yep. Okay, let's just roll on.
Okay. Hey, there's one here by Dr. Seuss. It says, be who you are and say what you feel, because those who mind don't matter, and those who matter don't mind. That's kind of wacky, but true.
Dr. Seuss was kind of wacky, but cool. He always did say things in just the right way. And he's right. You know, because if who you are and what you feel is, you know, it's original, it's you, it needs to be who you are, it doesn't matter who doesn't mind. And and those who think it does mind, they don't matter anyway.
All right. Then there's a quote that follows right behind that. It says, when you feel like giving up, remember why you held on so long in the first place. And that was written by an unknown.
Yeah, I think that the truth is, you know, you got to figure out what's going to keep you going. And a lot of times when you hang on, you know, for so long, because you know that it's got to be the right thing. When you feel like giving up, you have to go back and remember the passion, why you held on to what you chose to do. You know, for me, it's getting my message out. For you, it's your art. It's, like, really important, but easy to forget why we started in the beginning. And I know that when I was talking to my friend Renee the other day, she said, well, what did you do at the beginning when you first started your practice? And I said, well, I went out and I started talking to people. And she said, well, maybe that's what you need to do. And I've done it a long time, and I kind of let it go a little bit. So now it's time for me to return to my roots. That's kind of what I hear in that one.
Okay. I got another quote. Charlie Braxton,
mm-hmm.
He said, you will never find time for anything. If you want time, you must make it.
Oh, boy.
Yeah,
well, Isn't that the truth?
Yeah, you got to make time for it. If you need to, you simply must, because it's not gonna fall in your lap, the time. You'll have to make it yourself.
Yeah, that's pretty self-explanatory, but I do like that one.
Yeah. How about, our greatest glory is not in never failing, but in rising every time we fail. That's Confucius.
That was a deep philosophical man, because everybody falls.
That's
but
true.
Not everybody gets up after they fall. That's and I
true.
Think that is the sign of, like he said, our greatest glory. It's a sign of our character. So no matter what happens, we just pick ourselves up, dust ourselves off, and off we go again.
That's true.
That's what that means to me.
Oh, okay. Here's one by Theodore Roosevelt. He says, in any moment of decision, the best thing you can do is the right thing. The next best thing is the wrong thing. And the worst thing you can do is nothing.
I love it, because it gives us permission to make mistakes. And that's the reason most people don't do anything. They're so scared they're going to make a mistake.
That's true.
And it's like, yeah, that's the right thing. If in the moment we can do the right thing, that's the best of all worlds. But most people, you know, you don't always get to do everything right. Sometimes you screw up. That's how you learn. But I agree, the worst thing you can do is nothing. And I like that quote. How about you?
I like it very much. I also like this one that Helen Keller said. She says, when one door of happiness closes, another opens. But often we look so long at the closed door that we do not see the one that has been opened for us.
I love her. And
yeah,
you've got
to be blind not to see that. But then again, a blind has open eyes to other wisdoms, you know?
Oh, gosh. She is such an inspiration. Always has been for me. You know, I've also heard the quote, you know, if you leave your fingers in the door that's closing, they're going to get pinched.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I've seen pinched fingers. I've done that myself.
That's great.
Oscar Wilde, he has a good one, too. Short, but it's nice. It says, be yourself. Everyone else is already taken.
Oh, Oscar Wilde is so funny. It's
yes,
like,
he is.
Isn't that great?
That
it's
is great.
So true.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone else is already taken.
Excuse me. This kind of gave me a chuckle. This Bada Randas. He said, imagination is everything. Only that in you, which is me, can hear what I'm saying.
Boy, that Baba Ramdas, he is pretty deep.
Yeah, that Baba Randa
is right.
That reminded me of a drink, though, Baba Randa. It had me. Anyway, let's not get to that.
Wait, I have another one you missed.
Excuse me?
I have another quote that you missed. I just
go right
want to
ahead.
Say it. I'm really thinking about this. And actually, it's from an unknown author. It says the greatest revenge is to accomplish what others say you cannot do.
Oh, okay.
I like that. There's a little rebel in me, and it's like, oh, yeah? You don't think I can do this? I'll show you. And it's like when it gets accomplished, all the people that were naysayers and like, you can't do it, it won't happen, if there's some kind of delight in that. And that is a clean way to get revenge.
Right. Okay.
Anyway, that's my take on that.
Good. I got something by Akeda. I never heard of this. I-K-E-D-A.
Where's that? Akeda. Oh, I think that that's the name of that person.
Oh, really? Well, this person said, whatever the outcome may be, the important thing is to step forward on the path that you believe is right.
You know, I think it's really important to not focus on the outcome. Even though all of us want outcomes, the most important thing is that we're doing what we believe is right, and then the outcome actually is God's. That God decides what that outcome is. And that's just another way of saying it, because footwork is our business and, you know, the outcome is God's business, because sometimes things turn out certain ways that we might not have envisioned, but they may be better for us. And so that's what I was taught, was to, you know, try not to focus too much on the form that the outcome will look like. It's always something better, this or something better. That's what I was taught.
Oh, okay. Almost sound like this Albert Einstein slogan, what you're saying. He says, it's not that I'm so smart. It's just that I stay with the problem longer.
Boy, what a humble man that was. I mean, of course, he was brilliant. He was a genius. But he certainly did stick to his problems and stick to them. He really, really worked on that.
That's true. Okay, then. With him, I'm going to throw in Mother Teresa. She said, yesterday is gone. Tomorrow has not come yet. We have only today. Let us begin.
Yeah. Yeah, that is a really good spiritual teaching, to focus on now. Now. Just today. That's all we have, just today. You know, I noticed another one that Albert Einstein put in there.
Okay.
If you don't mind me saying that one.
Of course not.
It says, great spirits have always encountered violent opposition from mediocre minds. I think that is a fabulous way of speaking to, you know, his enemies or anybody that, you know, breaks the tradition of, you know, certain ways of thinking. And isn't it true? Sometimes the most incredible minds always are opposed violently. And I just think that, you know, if you're doing what's right, you have to anticipate at some point you're going to get some opposition. So if they did that with Albert Einstein, I figured that's probably going to happen, you know?
Yeah, okay. That's almost like life is 10% of what happens to me and 90% on how I react to it.
Yep, that's exactly, that is exactly right. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So with that note, I'm going to put this little quote in that John Maxwell said. He said, impossible is just a big word thrown around by small men who find it easier to live the world they've been given than to explore the power they have to change it. Impossible is not a fact. It's an opinion. Impossible is not a declaration. It's a dare. Impossible is potential. Impossible is temporary. Impossible is nothing.
Ooh, wow. That's really powerful.
Yes. I agree, and it makes me feel good just hearing what it was I'm reading.
Well, that's why I have gathered as much these quotes together, because they do make me feel, oh gosh, I'm not alone, and yes, I'm encountering opposition, but it's okay, and other people, have gone through this. I'm not alone. You know, it's like really, you know, it's really encouraging.
That it is. As Joan Baez would say, you don't get the choice on how you're going to die or when. You only decide how you're going to live now.
And, you know, that's just like what Mother Teresa was saying. It's like they're all saying everything. It's like, you know, we don't get to pick certain things, you know, like the outcome of how we're going to die. But we get to live now. We can decide now to live for today. And that is where we have our power. When I remember that, I'm a lot happier. It's hard to remember it. It's a daily discipline because I'm always worrying about, you know, the future and or worrying about what happened in the past. And then I'm missing out on today. And that is really bad news for me. So this is good.
Okay. Then that kind of falls in what Brendan and Francis had to say. It said, many of our fears are tissue paper, thin and a single carriage step. Well, let me read this again. It said, many of our fears are tissue paper, thin and single. Courageous
yeah.
steps could carry us clearly through them.
And isn't that the truth? When we really look at our fears, you know, false evidence appearing real, they actually are not as big as we would seem. But it takes such courage, and it is a single courageous step would carry us through them if we would be willing. And that's just like for everything. There's certain things I need to do. I'm terrified of doing them. And I know from my past history, if I just take one step, I probably will break through that fear. So that's another, you know, looking at fear as tissue paper. It's really a nice way of looking at it, envisioning it.
Yeah, and Zig Zaglia says, you are the only person on earth who can use your ability.
Yeah, Zig Ziglar was another one of my famous mentors. I actually attended a workshop when I was very young. And, of course, he's real famous now. And mainly he was famous for teaching teachers. He started out with teaching teachers. And his big thing was values clarification. But isn't it true you're the only person on earth who can use your ability? He always made, I remember being in his class thinking, I can do anything. When I was done with one of his workshops, I really thought I could conquer the world. It's just, I wished I could encapsulate that and just keep it with me. But I can't, so every day I try to look through some of these quotes. And I had a teacher in school that part of her homework for us was to keep an inspirational journal where we wrote down the quotes that really speak to us and always have it and always add new things. She said, because you're going to need it. And I just didn't really understand that. But today I look back and I go, oh, I understand why she said that. That makes sense. Okay, that was a good thing for her as a teacher to teach us. And that's what I'm doing now. I'm remembering what she taught me.
Wow, that's cool. As Andre Gide said, man cannot discover new oceans unless he has the courage to lose sight of the shore.
Yeah. Yeah. We have to let go of things that are so familiar in order to go where people haven't been before, or at least where we haven't been before. And that's the fear, and that's the courage, you know?
That's true. And it's like what Winston Churchill said, if you're going through hell, then keep going. I guess you'll come out through the end somewhere, just keep going.
That reminds me of that country song. I can't remember, but if you're going through hell, keep on going. And he sings a whole song about it. But, you know, people always say, well, don't just stay where, you know, if you're miserable, don't just stay and dig yourself a rut.
you know, find a way to get out of it, you know. That makes sense, right?
Yeah. It's almost like Mr. Bravo said, sometime a man need to lose everything in order to find himself.
Yeah. Wow.
I would hate to lose everything just to find myself.
Yeah. You know, I thought about this for a while, this particular quote. There was another one that I heard from, was actually a Jesuit priest, I think it was, and it was, sometimes God strips us naked in order to reclothe us in innocence. And it's a version of that. And it's like, sometimes you have to be, everything has to be taken away. And then you realize what really matters, you know? But if things aren't completely taken away, maybe you won't hit the bottom to realize what really does matter. So that's kind of the way I look at that one.
Okay. So that kind of reminds me of this other saying that Winston Churchill said. He said, courage is what it takes to stand up and speak. Courage is also what it takes to sit down and listen.
You know, that's in my AA clubhouse meeting. I saw it up on the wall the other day.
Really?
And I thought, they didn't give Winston Churchill due credit. They didn't say who it was from. But I remember thinking, you know, I think it's to address a lot of people in AA meetings who like to talk a lot.
Yeah.
Because it does take a lot to sit down and listen to people. It's very easy to talk. And basically, it's really... it's a talent to listen to people, really listen. Listen with your heart. You know, listen.
Yeah.
And it takes time. You got to slow down.
Okay. Then how about this H.K. Bradley? He said, when walking through the valley of shadows, remember, a shadow is cast by a light.
That always reminds me that God's behind everything, even things that appear to be dark.
Mm-hmm.
They're just appearance, just like shadows are. And the light is behind it. And if you get the light, the shadow goes away. You don't have to fight it. So when I'm going through dark times, I kind of remember that what appears to be dark is just a figment of my imagination. It's my perception. And I have a disease of perception. And I just need to work on, you know, having a different point of view. And certainly, if you have a spiritual point of view, you know, that's an easier way to get through hard times.
Yeah, it's like that saying, it's always the darkest immediately before the storm.
Yeah, yeah.
Or before
that's
the
right.
dawn.
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah. And as Arthur Ward would say, if you can imagine it, you can achieve it. If you can dream it, you can become it. Winston Arthur Ward.
Wow. Yeah, you have to imagine it first or you can't achieve it. And if you can dream it, you can become it. Because you have to put it in your mind first. Mind is where everything happens. It's got to be possible in your mind. If it's not possible in your mind, it will not happen.
Okay.
I do know that.
Oh, all right. I like it. As Calvin Coolidge would say, nothing in the world can take the place of persistence. Talent will not. Nothing is more common than successful people with talent. Genius
unsuccessful.
Will not. Unsuccessful
Wait.
People
yes.
with talent, yes. A genius will not. Unrewarded genius is almost a prower.
Oh, wow. You know what? I misspelled that. that quote.
Yeah. And it says, education is not. The world is full of educated delinquents or...
Derelicts.
Derelicts. Persistence and determination alone are opponent.
Omnipotent.
The slogan, press on, has solved and always will solve the problem of the human race.
You know that... President Calvin Coolidge, he's right. Talent doesn't solve the problems of the world because lots of unsuccessful people have lots of talent. and lots of geniuses are everywhere. They never did anything. And boy, is there a world full of educated derelicts everywhere. Education isn't the answer to everything. So when he said persistence and determination are omnipotent, in other words, they're the main reasons, they're like the most powerful, you know, press on, he really has a point, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's sort of like when you go through hell, just keep on going.
Yeah.
Another way of saying the same thing.
That's right. It's, you know, almost like that saying, there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
Right, right.
Just got to get keep going, because it may be like a little pinhole, but as you get closer, it will get bigger or brighter.
Yeah. You know what? I like this one by Mark Twain.
What's that?
It's not the size of the dog in the fight. It's the size of the fight in the dog.
Oh, that's it. That's right. If you got the heart and the will, you will overcome.
Yeah.
But William Ward has a nice one here, too. I'm going to put my glasses on so I won't make a mistake with my wording as I did before, which I apologize. William Ward said, do more than belong, participate. Do more than care, help. Do more than believe, practice. Do more than be fair, be kind. Do more than forgive, forget. Do more than dream, work.
Mm. That just says it all right there.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, I think we're almost out of time. I hope we get to go to part two. There is one other little quote I want to stick in there because it is.
No, please do it by all means.
It's by Yoda.
Oh, Yoda. Mm.
Yeah. Oh, please do one. Please, please. You do it in your, I'll say what it is and then you say it, okay? It's do or do not. There is no try. Do it in Yoda language.
Okay. Do or do not. Mm. There is no try. Mm.
Oh, that's so good, Bob. Oh, that makes my day.
Oh, Yoda.
Okay.
All right. Okay, enough of that Yoda voice for me before I get stuck in there.
Oh, I like it.
You like it, but I like it, and I agree with you to time, and we do must have to close the session, but hopefully we can go into a part two at another time. So, Michelle,
yes.
I'm going to leave the last quote or saying to you, which I think you already said, but if you want to say more for the closing, for the people out there, which I hope they enjoyed the segment of the show, and hope they will tune in once again.
Oh, me too. I think Yoda, that was the best thing ever. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Until then, let life be well and good.